Hey, what's going on, Scrollers? Welcome to Scrolling with your girls, Jen and V. We are the party girls. We like to get it started, okay? We're your hosts, guys. Your party hosts, if you will. To my right, this beauty, this bombshell, this baddie. What's your name, boo?
My name Jen. Hey, y'all, hey.
That's Jen Bizzle, okay?
Bizzle.
Okay. We all want tonight, y'all. Just want to give y'all the heads up.
Ow.
And I'm your girl, V Greasy. And tonight, y'all, of course, it's going to be a jam-packed show, all right? So we got our babies on ready. Make sure you got yours. Cheers, Jen, to another great epic show.
Absolutely.
And as always, if you guys need some drink inspo, you know where to go. Come on now. Head on over to our social media at Jen and V on TV and make you one of these and tag us when you make it.
Yeah.
So talk, text, and tag the family and friends
y'all,
and let them know.
Drink with a friend like we are.
Yeah.
You know, don't drink by yourself.
It's fun when you drink with a friend.
Y'all can watch it together.
That's it.
How about that?
It's easy. Okay. You know what I'm saying? All right, Jen, you ready to get this show popping, boo?
Absolutely.
Let's go. What's our first segment for tonight?
Our favorite. Another favorite.
Yes, I love it. What's bro training for? Every single
I'm
time.
Confused.
They be so hilarious,
confused.
Jen.
I'm
it's like
I'm,
they're nerdy,
yeah, like,
creative.
What are you doing?
But we need to know why.
I think it's a mental thing.
It gotta be.
It's like
it's gotta be
psychotic.
Yeah,
like on meds.
Mm-hmm.
Like they skipped the medication.
It's gotta be. They just introverts. They want to stay at home and build. All right, y'all. And I got the first one. Watch out, general excess. Bros coming for you. When we say general excess has been on What's Bro Training for like maybe two segments. Yeah, this man is wild. So it looks like he has some inspiration or maybe competition for all of his stunts that he pulls. All right. I just use it at Did E-Rot Fun posted this. What you got on General Excess? Yep, remember him? He about to do a kick. That Chuck Norris kick.
That first
roundhouse.
Part. That part right there, I'd have been like, okay,
hey.
You're doing it a little too hard now. Okay, for the gram. Okay? It was fine at first, but now you're getting a little aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, look, watch how he step
right.
back. He got to step back after a while.
Dang.
And boy, keep going for
it. Yeah, the girl, they got my audience and everything.
But I am trying to understand.
What you trying to understand, Jen?
Why is it always a tire involved in these things?
He was
every
inspired
time
by
tire.
General Excess.
That's because it's
influence.
It doesn't hurt as much as something that hard.
Because it got kind of look a little bounce to its rubber.
Yeah.
Got a little bounce, you know, to kind of bounce back off of them.
Doing the
but
most.
That is crazy. But as we always
and look at the,
say,
look at them in the
why?
Back. Look at
right.
the baby.
They got
look
them
at,
audience.
Look at the woman.
Right.
Their girlfriends back there.
Y'all influencing a nation. Like, what is happening? You said the girlfriends. They showing off in front of the girls.
And look at
you
him.
Showing out, right.
He back there laughing. He the one said, I don't want to be none part of this. But what I will be is an audience member.
Right, that's it. I'm going to sit my butt down and watch y'all be some fools.
With them ashy knees. They need to stop. They need to stop before they really hurt themselves.
What are you guys training for?
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you guys training for?
So good. General Excess, are you proud?
If they, as long as they entertaining and keeping in shape.
Keep your heads banged in, I guess. Ooh, okay.
All right, y'all. Don't you mess with a horse, girl. Don't nobody should ever mess with a horse unless they know that horse and that horse knows them.
That's right.
Okay. IG user pistol_pony_Ali posted this. Horse going fast.
Wow.
Okay.
Dang.
Don't mess with a horse, girl.
But what are you doing? Like, what is this for? Is this something, I don't know, some type of event you guys are having?
It might be something
activity?
They're training, really training
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
Might be their personal little rodeo.
But, like, I wonder, what is this?
Because look
though,
at all the
audience.
Look at all the people standing
yeah.
around outside the gates.
And I guess it depends on, like, the speed, how fast you can do it,
yeah.
how fast you can,
your time.
You know, pop
possibly.
The balloons. You know,
I do it.
That horse is beautiful too. That black coat. I can't even look at the full horse.
All I can see is the hair.
I can see the little frame, but it just looks so beautiful though.
Horses are angelic though. They're like crazy gorgeous stallion creatures.
That black coat is so beautiful. Yeah. I guess, girl.
She know how to ride it. Mm-hmm. But that I don't get it. Why not mess with a horse? Yeah. The horse ain't bothered.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey. Don't you mess with a horse. See, I said it like, don't you mess with a horse, girl.
Yeah, that's how
instead of, don't mess with a horse, girl.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
It was a little, okay, I got you now. She bomb. She bomb.
She is. She gangsta with it. You got it.
She gangsta with it.
You
All
won.
Right. I got you.
You won.
I got you. She's definitely a horse girl.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Whatever he's training for, I think he's ready. He's ready. He's got this. IG user at RJ_bull posted this. Oh, bull. Oh, hell no.
In the actual scenario.
Ladies in my way, they might have to get hurt. Approach me with caution, might have to get hurt. I top up from the
street,
but I came up from the dirt. That shot
is what?
Toxic to pump and go berserk. Yeah, I don't care.
Somebody missing a lung. This is insane.
Somebody missing a screw up in him.
This is too much weight on a body.
Girl, say that. That's way too much.
This fool on the tricycle while she tricycling while he pushing up.
What is the purpose of this? I do not recommend
this, guys.
This.
She on the treadmill while he is kicking her up. He is truly the base.
Yeah.
He is true. And it's foundation. For him. It's for him. It ain't for these other ones. Mm-mm. It's for him.
Testing out his strength
in different ways. If you can hold equipment and a human body.
That's too much for a human to take on. That's way too much. I'm sure ain't no physical, no trainer telling you to do this. You doing this on your own. But my thing is, clearly, what are you training for? They got
strings attached to the equipment on top of each other. Clearly, they doing it on their own.
Gene, would you let him practice with you? Yeah. If he say, hey, I want to lift you up.
I would be on the treadmill.
You'd be like, okay, you want this one right here? This machine?
I'd be doing it hard just to see if he can balance. Just to see if he can balance.
Yeah.
I'd be on there running like,
can you handle it?
You got it?
Fool.
Yeah, I'll be her. I'll be her right there on the other, right there in the black.
And she looking straight ahead.
She going real slow and trying to be very careful, but I'll be like this.
Yeah. Baby. 20 times, like, fast.
Yeah, I knew you couldn't do this.
Yeah.
I knew you couldn't do it.
That's crazy. Wow.
But he got a team effort.
He sure do. He got some participants to help him out. Whatever goal you're trying to reach, you got a team to help him get there. I guess, y'all.
All right. Okay, y'all. What do you mean they are potty training? Okay, well, we want to see what kind of potty training this is. Zion and Poppy posted this.
While they judge you, you grind. While they make fun of you, you double down on your effort. While they sleep, you study. While they keep talking,
this is crazy. And I have no understanding of what the hell is going on and why is it going on. You're on his head, he's trying to balance you while you're on his head.
But my question is, why I gotta be the one to undo the toilet tissue?
Uh-huh.
Why you couldn't do it while I just balance?
Right, because that balance, he's doing most of the work.
And she's really concentrating hard.
Very hard. Because what is the purpose of this? What are you guys trying to do? What are you trying to achieve by doing this?
Getting likes and comments.
Y'all must be bored at the house. You got to be bored.
Likes and comments.
That's it.
Challenging themselves.
Attention. Y'all must be bored at the house.
And I hope he really ain't shitting. Because only men sit down to do that. So.
Right. And look how he looking straight ahead trying to keep his focus and his balance. And she over there like.
Her panties or her shorts don't look very clean either. So ain't no telling what's going on in this household. And then to close the door.
Right.
You open it and then
like,
close.
You guys have seen enough.
We don't want y'all to see her getting down. Is the thing. Okay.
That's going to be the real challenge.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to take a commercial break. We're going to be right back with some more reels and scrolling with this craziness. What we got up for him next, V?
Riding dirty, baby. Y'all keep it locked. Scrolling. Keep it locked.
We'll be right back.
scrollers. Welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. We have reached the second part of tonight's show. Jen,
yes.
What do we have for our scrollers?
Ooh, one of my favorites.
Riding Dirty.
Rolling. They hating.
Y'all be doing some crazy stuff behind the wheel.
Yes,
and we all here for it, baby. And it's almost like Houston is not a real place.
Yeah.
It's always something in Houston we see online. Well, I see.
Yes.
It's all about Houston and these streets.
Yep.
And they wild out here,
they
y'all.
They do. Very.
I'm going to kick us off with Riding Dirty. How about that?
I'm all okay right. with it, boo.
When you need that wood, by any means necessary, IG user Andrea RG6 posted this. Let's see what that would do.
Damn it, Todd. He always gets us. I'm thinking he talking about the wood, the pipe, hey, the dome.
She like, baby, I got to go to Home Depot. I got to get this fixed today.
I'm working on the project.
Today.
Right.
Today, I'm going to just ride down the street to Home Depot and Lowe's, pick it up, and come on back.
And she got a big old juicy booty too, honey, girl. You handling that wood? That wood is secure, I can tell you that.
I've been videotaping that too. Like, what is going on?
Like, wow. And she got on
slides. She's definitely not riding that scooter the correct way.
No.
That is a violation.
Wrong shoes and everything.
She really needs a ticket. That's what she need.
What's that? She got on slides, no helmet.
My thing is, if that fall off in front of my car, me and you squabbing, because you know that's probably why she on the street with no cars. Mm-hmm. She just on not a main thoroughfare. She is on a street where it's not a lot of people, because I guarantee you that she need a ticket.
Yeah,
she need a ticket, but she riding that wood.
She's trying to get that project done.
That's really riding
okay.
wood.
Yeah,
she
right.
really riding wood.
Baby, she said, I got to get this done, okay?
She wow. went back like, what? What I'm doing. What you not doing, okay? This all
just breaking all types
up.
Of laws, okay?
Oh, gosh.
All right, y'all. Now, how are you going to explain this to your insurance? Mm. TikTok user at rlugo_ posted this.
Hey, are you seeing
this?
Come here, Bobby.
Oh.
A plane just crashed.
Oh. Oh. Oh my, and hit up all them cars.
Oh wow, Tar, please replay that.
Discount liquor.
Ooh, what? Hey, are you seeing this? Come here, Bobby.
Say, come here.
Boop. Boop.
That is insane.
How do you explain that to your insurance
exactly.
company?
Exactly.
How did your car get this messed up?
If I'm driving our car, this, Gina, like, we see this. Like, what?
That right,
how did you
I,
land
I pray
like
to
that?
God, nothing like this ever happens when I'm out
accident.
And about.
Yep.
This is horrible to look
that
at.
That is a freak accident.
And just imagine the cars that's braked at the light.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine us driving
this
our
must
cars.
They
that
must
we
have
just
had to have an emergency landing.
Had to. Like, something happened. The captain, the co-captain, somebody
like,
got sick.
Why would
and
you stop
just,
by the discount liquor?
Right? Like, that's crazy.
It had to have been emergency landing.
Yeah.
Because look how he plopped down when he landed.
That's baby. That's definitely riding dirty.
Look how
dirty.
He plops down.
Wow. I mean,
that
it
is
literally
not smooth
plopped
at
down.
All. I pray right. that anybody and everybody was okay mm-hmm. during this video.
Because that's a hard hit, of course.
That's
a hard hit.
That's horrible.
I would hate to be that person on the road and see that and deal with. Oh, I would be like, oh my God.
A plane
literally just dropped down on the ground.
I'm glad it was a jet, not an actual plane.
Right.
That would have even been worse.
Ooh-wee. Oh. Baby, y'all be careful.
I don't know what happened. Everybody okay?
I know. That was a little freak accident
there. That was kind of nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. I was like, Todd, you got me like on the plate. I feel like getting on my knees right now and just mm-hmm. thanking God for sending my guardian angels. I hope nothing like this ever happens to me.
That's crazy.
Including a chase. I'd be,
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
I be thinking about
like
that when I'm driving.
Chases.
Like, please don't get me caught up in no kind
right.
of chase. Because
mm-hmm.
they don't care. When
right.
they get trying to get away from the cops, they do not care.
Yeah, they don't care about injuring anybody.
Speaking of chasing and being on the street.
Okay.
When your seatbelt sticks for no reason, and I'm not going to lie, my seatbelt was just broken, my passenger seat in my car.
Mm-hmm.
It did not, this one is talking about getting sticked. This one, mine didn't even click.
Damn.
Okay? So IG user John Song Us posted this. I want to see it.
What's that? No, I just dropped my. What's going on?
Oh, is this a car accident?
No, are we in a car accident?
No, we're not in a car accident.
Yep. My dad say, dang, Jen, as soon as I get in the car, it locks up.
Uh-huh.
I say, yeah, mm-hmm. It does that.
Want to make sure you're safe. Play that again, Todd, because that is so true. That is an accurate depiction of seatbelts.
I hope this is daddy, because this is
awesome. Right.
What's that? No, I just dropped my... What's going on? Is this a car accident?
This is so accurate.
It is.
And I'm glad I got my seatbelt fixed.
I know, because that's a safety issue. Right, exactly. Girl, oh my gosh. Because, I mean, any little thing, you can drop something on the floor and that seatbelt, yep, like, hey, where you going? It jerks you. It's just like, oh, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, don't start the
damn seatbelt, right?
Because it's a wrap.
It's it. Girl, it's securing you. And then you know the seatbelt noise going on and on. Yeah. If you don't put it on, they're like, oh, put that seatbelt on.
Yep.
That little noise
mine
it makes.
They make sure
it's annoying for a reason. Right.
I even had my purse. I guess my purse was too heavy in the passenger CV.
I think it was a person.
And I had to move it. I had to move it around while I was driving because it was starting to make noise like it's a person sitting there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I say, this purse booty is big. Okay.
Girl, you thick.
Like, sensitive.
Yeah, very. Mine's the same way. It would ding, ding, ding until you snap. If you don't snap it, I know, that's right.
That's truly what needs to happen. And you know what? A lot of times when you're in accidents, the seatbelt is one of the major obstructions to your body. Mm-hmm. Like, you have like marks and stuff, like a burn, a seatbelt burn.
Yep.
But it does.
But you're alive.
I just dropped my keys.
Right. Like that's
what,
it.
What was that? Was an accident? What was that? That's real.
It is so real.
Riding dirty.
It's so real. All right, y'all. How can you tell if a car has been in an accident before? Aha. Uh-huh. Our user at Roddy_Davis posted this.
You can tell from the gap in the door.
And that one too. It's been in an accident.
Man, come on.
Look at him laughing.
Roddy.
Okay, y'all got us.
Roddy.
Y'all got us.
I'm going to get you.
You can tell from the gap in the door.
And here I am trying to take mental notes.
Yeah,
like, okay, how?
Because
I want to try to get over on me.
Next
like,
time
how?
I buy a car, let
me see. Exactly.
If I know, I can tell if it's, you know, been an accident.
That
is
hilarious.
If the
Carfax report don't say it, I can at least eye myself and see has it been an accident.
That to your insurance.
Exactly. Right, Jen. How do you explain that? Wait a minute. Talk play that again. That was so good.
What's his name?
You can tell from the gap in the door.
Yeah.
That one too.
No.
It's been in an accident.
Oh, he got tickled. Girl, that tree told
that car. He said, we're not here to do nothing but remove the tree. Look, obviously it's not his car.
Exactly.
Because I'd have been like this.
Right, like, like.
Pissed off.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
That tree did some damage.
Yes.
Too.
That goes to show you how strong those trees are, the roots and everything.
What had happened was, or either, what's the other one we have with it? It's a message plot twist.
Plot twist. Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Baby.
Dope. I was really taking notes to me.
I was
like,
taking
notes
to know, like, okay.
This is how you know.
Because, you know, people be trying to get over on you. Some of these car dealerships, they, you know, be trying to scheme.
Insurance companies and
stuff. Yeah. You be like, okay.
And
I have something to say.
The Carfax Fox.
Right. A little fox, right?
Did not say that there was a gap in the door.
Right, so this car was
really
an accident.
Sealed it really good.
Okay.
Because the Carfax Fox.
I got the report.
You know, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
That little fox, he surely is a little. Oh,
Carfax.
Yeah, he's so cute,
he's
that little fox.
Yeah. Uh-huh. he be giving some tea, too.
Yeah, he does.
I'm like, okay.
And I pay attention because I make sure, okay, yeah, you right. Yeah.
Like,
keep track of everything that goes on with your ride.
Definitely. That reminds, this also, you know, the other commercial, try to keep away from me, Mayhem. The Mayhem guy.
Oh, yes. I forgot his name.
Producer,
but yeah,
what's the Mayhem guy?
I forgot that guy's
name. Yeah, he always got a cut or a Band-Aid on
him. He be like
he
on the All
Mayhem.
Say. Yeah,
it's
the All Say.
Save.
I forgot the actor's name, it's, but yeah, so good. Right. He always, got an injury, some type of injury
he said,
on
stay
him.
Away from me so you don't have Mayhem.
Yeah.
Like me. I love that.
So good.
Yeah, the commercials, whoever in them advertising meetings.
Yes,
are
I'll
really
say.
Good,
you're
really
in good,
good
hands with Allstate. Yeah. Okay, Allstate, you want to sponsor Scrolling with Jenny V. But all right, y'all. Don't forget to follow us. Oh, you know, I ain't
what
too proud to be.
Us on?
Hey.
We ain't trying to get in no accidents on this set.
produce the talk, say that's they can true. Sponsor the Riding Dirty.
That's true.
You make
that's
sure you're true. Insured, properly
ride
insured. Stop
riding, catch Riding Dirty.
There you
and
go.
Get caught up in mayhem.
Exactly.
Like me.
See? Okay. I'll say, hit us up on our DMs, please.
I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all hit us up. That's pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Or send an email good. At us, GNNVOnTV@gmail.com. Like all right, y'all. We got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, y'all know the girls got more for you. Jen, what do we have for the good scrollers?
What I just talked about.
Plot twist, baby. Come back. Keep it locked.
Scrolling with your girls, Jen and V, your scroll queens, right here in the building. We are back and ready to keep scrolling.
Yay.
For the last part of our show, y'all. Mm-hmm. It has come to that point.
Yes.
Okay, it goes by so fast when you're having fun.
It does.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. What do we have for the scrollers this time, V, for the end of the show?
Plot twist! All of the twists and turns of it all. Mm. We were not expecting that. Mm. That was unpredictable.
Like, that's what happened?
Mm.
OMG!
That's how the story
and
ended.
And V is gonna kick us off.
I guess so, Jean. Since all you right. begging me to
go on
do
it. Go
it.
Go okay? do it.
All right. Putting on sunglasses so nobody knows what I'm
I
looking
can't stand
at.
It, especially I know. In the club.
I had to use it at Raleigh Rocks Reels posted this. That's a fact.
And people be doing all interviews.
They do.
I'm like, I can't even
see your face.
I can't like, connect with you.
Right.
Okay. Baby, don't hurt me.
Man, Raleigh. Talk, play it again.
That is hilarious.
I think she really feel it. He can hear you, boo. He can hear it. And look how he looking at her like, really?
That is hilarious.
Really?
But you know what? I ain't gonna lie, I do that too.
But with the sunglasses thing? Yeah, I mean, it depends on what it is, like, right?
It's when I'm out though, like, it's sunny out. It's not, never in a dark place.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying. Depends
but
on what it is.
I'd be good for a pool party.
Yeah.
People watching with my shades mm-hmm. on. That's the best thing in the world.
I can see it for that. Yeah, that's the best. You're
sitting
right.
In
it
the
is.
Park. I'd be like this.
Like, what in the world? What they
got on?
They
don't know.
Right.
I do it to homeless people in the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best time to wear the shades.
Yeah, be looking
you
at
just
them
looking
like,
forward,
oh,
and then you
yeah.
be doing this for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, looking on the right. side while they begging with them signs.
Yeah.
But your face is still forward.
And I'm like, oh, looking, but I'm still saying, oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get a job. And it's too many of them in Houston. They're on every corner,
like,
and it's pissing me off.
Yeah, they are.
It's pissing me off, because I feel like some of them are smart. Smart
mm-hmm.
and could be
and
actually
get a job,
working.
But just
no.
chose not
no.
to and want to be out there
I
begging.
I did give to an older man.
And that's who my heart goes out to. It'd be the
I
older people.
I actually took my shades off and I went in my purse and I blew my horn. I was like, hey, come
yeah.
here.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt good that day. But so I could kind of judge, though,
yeah.
which one's going to do something with it or... You know, not.
Yeah, it's the older ones that get me. Like you said, like the younger yeah. looking ones, I'm like, okay, you can find you a J-O-B. Yeah. You young, you thriving,
like
but.
This one woman, she was up this morning. She yeah. had to sign up and then sat on the, and nobody gave nothing to her. She sat on the corner and popped out a whole Subway.
Oh, see. Oh, well, see.
But she probably got the money for a Subway,
stuff
you know,
eat.
But.
Yeah, to get her
I
something
was just
to
like,
eat. It's just so hard. Yeah. And
some of them be having new pants on.
Mm-hmm.
New that wasn't a pair of tennis she had on yesterday because you were on the same corner yesterday.
Yeah.
So they sleeping somewhere and changing. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
anyway.
And some, I know sometimes it's hard to gauge.
I
like,
love
what's
shades,
what.
Though.
Yeah.
Shades are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Especially yes. when you look all good in them, honey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shades.
Yeah. Shades can cover up a lot of...
Mm-hmm. But I don't like when people wear shades indoors. Like some of your
like
favorite rappers
or
in the club. I'm like, take them shades off.
Like, Wyclef Jean had some on this morning on his interview with Sherry.
What? In
was
the
it
studio?
Sherry or Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah.
And I'm like... I'm interviewing you.
Right.
Like, I want to be able to. So
to me, that's inappropriate.
It'd be like that for me.
It's just like etiquette.
And the men in the clubs.
Yeah.
Like, take your shades off. You trying to holler at me. Mm-hmm. I can't even. You might be crying. You might be like this.
Right. Exactly. Remember, like, we need to lock eyes.
He's like.
For real.
Come on, now.
Yeah. I don't. That's so inappropriate to me. Like,
all right,
don't do
y'all.
That.
Let's keep on with the plot twist. Like this. The plot twist.
Jesus, crazy.
What your man sees. Crazy. Sees these. What you see. What your man sees.
Versus.
Verse.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that a cat?
I know.
Versus what you see. IG the user The Vibe with Mommy posted this.
Oh. That looks crazy. Chopping up a body. And she just cleaned it. Oh.
That's funny.
That looks funny.
It's always
crazy.
Something sexual.
I know.
Men always want to turn something into something sexual.
At first, I thought she was cutting up a body.
It did look like that. Like she was chopping a body.
Yeah.
Sink.
Replay that song real
that
quick. Like
a, on
yeah.
Stuff.
Like I'm chopping it up. Like, yeah. I'm crazy. You're crazy. Now who's crazy?
Yeah.
You're getting chopped up in 1,000 pieces.
And she ain't doing nothing but cleaning the cup.
Right. And look how she looking. Ooh. Like her eyes rolled the back of her head. Ooh, child.
She look
a little cray cray. Yeah, look a little cray cray to me.
She look like a man.
Mm.
Half man, half woman type to me. All right, y'all. We're at the end of our show. It's been great.
Yes.
We love a good plot twist to end it off with. Make sure you're following us on all social media platforms. As we always tell you, it's not hard to do.
It's so easy.
And we love the support.
Yes.
You're the reason we're here. So keep following us and keep staying in tune with us, okay? We're going to see y'all for the next show. Jen and V, we out.